Warning, we are being swarmed this week in South Florida with love bugs. Contrary to one particular Patreon listener, they are not, and I quote, fireflies fucking, unquote. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, May the 19th, 2020.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up this week in episode 159,
Florida Man really loves his gators on the grill and on the gridiron.
Florida Man is a ninja coming at you.
Florida Woman ain't got time for this bullshit.
And Florida Man proves why there should be a driving test every year for senior citizens.
Plus, a Florida Man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Well, welcome, everyone. We are trying to, a new service. We've done a couple, a video service. Service, is that the right word I should be using?
Platform.
That sounds more professional. We're trying out our third one, and this one actually integrates with Patreon, so this will be an additional perk that you get as a Patreon listener. You get the, you're able to interact and watch as we record the weekly Florida Man podcast.
So you get tons of extra content because all the shit that we cut out, because it is just random garbage that we don't want to put out for, you know, a real
easy with the garbage comment. Okay, come on now.
So as I mentioned before we started recording, you guys get to see how the sausage is made, and Phil doesn't like that.
I don't like it.
That phrase, but yeah, so that comes from, you know, when sausage is being made. If you saw how the sausage was actually made, you would never.
The context. So next time on this, maybe you should get a what's the word I'm looking for? Draperies or a blind over your window that's in front of you, because you look like,
or it is the blind's closed.
You need a blanket or something because you look ghostly.
Yeah, kind of washed out.
You look ghostly.
Well, here, let me see.
I don't mean you got to change it right now. At least you made the bed.
I did make the bed. Well, I this is the desk that I work at. This is actually worse. That's worse. I closed the blinds and it's actually worse. I'm more washed out.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the room that I work in all day, and I've got Zoom conferences with my work team. Excuse me, with my work team all day, and I kind of have to make the bed. Actually, we use Microsoft Teams, and there's a way to customize your background, so you don't even need a green screen. It's really cool. Every day, I upload a different background. Yesterday, I was in Seinfeld's apartment from the show.
That's nice.
Today, I was in the study hall for Community.
Oh, cool. Well,
last Monday or Tuesday, whatever May the 4th was, I was in Jabba's palace for Star Wars Day.
For Star Wars Day.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that on the 5th? The 5th?
May the 4th.
May the 4th?
May the 4th be with you.
The 4th, that's
right. May the 5th is Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. Which we celebrated with Corona. All right, so
I had tequila.
Yeah, we had tequila last week. So yes, as we mentioned in the intro, we are now in the peak of love bug season. And for those of you up north and do not know what love bugs are, look it up.
You're lucky.
You are lucky. These things are little black. They're about a half inch long, but they mate.
They do look like a firefly.
They do look like a firefly. They don't light up. Yeah.
They're about that shape and configuration.
But they fly butt to butt. So the male and the female are joined at the, I don't know what the anatomically correct.
Abdomen?
Well, I guess so. I was going with thorax. Lower abdomen. I was going with thorax, but I don't think that's right.
No, thorax is higher. Closer to the head.
And they fly butt to butt. And the male, I think, is on the back, and the female is
That's not their butts, Phil.
Well, it's back to back. But anyway, there's millions upon trillions of these things, and as soon as you drive down the road, it's just splatter after splatter after splatter.
You could be in a swamp driving, you know, on the highway, and it would be like a cloud, like a fog. It's like driving through a black fog. They're so thick sometimes, and it's just, yeah, coats the front end of your car. And the lovely thing about them is they're innards, I guess, the liquid that comes out of them when you smash into them will eat away at the clear coat on your paint on your vehicle.
It's kind of like the acid from Alien.
Yeah, except tiny.
And less potent.
But thousands of them.
Yeah.
And they're a bitch to get off, too. You got to use like a dryer sheet or some kind of like a microfiber cloth, because just spraying them with the hose or the pressure washer doesn't get that off.
So we're going through that right now, which is we're used to it. We had them just as bad in growing up in Mississippi. So I think it's, I don't know where the line is, like in the U.S., what's below, whether they may be below the Mesa, you know, below Mississippi, or I don't know. We didn't have that many in Tennessee when I lived there. So it may be kind of central Mississippi, central Alabama and Georgia down. They don't have them up north that I'm aware of.
You're lucky. No.
So we got to, not only do we have quarantines, we've got the love bug plague right now.
Good thing is you don't have to drive to work every day to have to be washing them off all the time.
All righty. Anything else you want to talk about today, Joel? You ready to get started?
I'm ready to get started.
Story number one. This comes to us from WEAR-TV. Florida man arrested after attack with a homemade ninja star.
Now, did you ever make the paper ninja stars when you were a kid?
Paper ninja stars? No, I did not. I used to make paper really? Paper footballs. Is that what you're talking about?
It's similar to the paper football, except you use two pieces of paper and basically you make a little ninja star. And those things will fly good. They fly better than a paper airplane.
Oh, they did?
Yep.
I'm out of Tito's this week. So we're having to go with a little Bacardi. Where are we?
Oh, Bacardi. Rum. Okay. Now you're talking my language. I'm just in the silver bullets tonight.
Crap. And we're out of Coke Zero, so I've got leaded today. Oh, I got to get on the intern. Okay. A man was arrested.
Isn't that Thursday night?
Huh?
Isn't that Thursday night that you get on the intern?
Date night? Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, Thursday date night. A man was arrested in downtown Pensacola after the victim says he stabbed him with a homemade throwing star, unquote, a police report states. Robert Harsock, yep, age 28 of Pensacola, is charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Pensacola police report they responded to the corner of South Palafox Street and East Garden Street Thursday around 2 p.m., to find the victim holding Harsock's face in a flower bed.
Does he give him like a swirly?
I don't know. Yes. A dirty?
A dirty swirly?
The victim told officers Harsock had a knife that looked like a homemade throwing star that he just cut him with. Now, being an amateur ninja as I am, you've got your three phases.
You're very stealthy.
I know.
You can sneak up on.
Yeah, you got your three phases of your martial arts. Where'd you go?
Sorry, the damn dogs.
I was trying to be
stealthy, and you called.
I did.
Attention to me.
But I'm looking at you talking. So even though you still have your headphones on, it's you left me. So it's not.
But I wasn't saying anything. You were talking.
Oh, fine. As I was saying, you have your three disciplines, major disciplines of martial arts that I am familiar with and very excelled in. You got your karate.
Are you black belt?
You got your karate chops. You got your judo chops, and you got your ninja chops. So that's the three that you need to be disciplined in. So I don't know where any of those three disciplines could have worked, because all three.
Well, I would think with the ninja star.
He probably goes with ninja, right? He didn't say it with judo. It wasn't a judo star.
No.
And it wasn't a karate star. Yeah, it'd be a ninja star. Okay.
Yep.
The victim states he was talking to someone when Harsock walked up to him and started, quote, mouthing off to him, then pulled out a sharp object and came at him, according to a police report. The victim held Harsock in a headlock until the police arrived.
He didn't throw the star at him? He just pulled it at him?
Well, that's not something you probably want to just keep in your pockets.
No, you want a special case for that.
Yeah, because I mean, like if it pokes through your pocket, there you go, a sheath, a ninja star sheath,
leather or
something
metal
between
or
something. Between you and your junk. So
yeah,
that's a lot of pointy things.
Last thing
pretty
you
want
to do is bump into the wall and have your ninja star go and cut one of your boys off.
Agreed, that would be a bad day. The victim, I say hard about it. All right, the victim was treated for a minor cut on his arm by EMS. A minor cut. They called EMS for a scratch. All right. Harsock was arrested and taken to Escambia County Jail, where he's held on $1,000 bond. Now, do they give a picture of the of said ninja star on this?
They don't show the star. They only show the ninja himself.
Was he wearing a ninja outfit?
He was not. They've got some kind of, it looks like some kind of bulletproof or padded vest on him. But the quote unquote victim in this case looks like they fucked him up pretty bad. He looks like his nose is not in the center of his face anymore. And he's got a pretty swollen black eye.
All righty. Oh, next one. Okay, you get the next one. I would have liked to have the next one, but...
I know, but I took it. Story number two comes to us from The Smoking Gun. Florida woman busted after allowing her boobs... After allowing her boobs to break quarantine.
What are broobs?
Yeah, it's when I drink my Coors Light too fast.
The hell is a broob? Is that like a bro boob? Is that like is like man boobs? You call it a broob?
Yeah, like the that's what the you put in the bro.
Mm-hmm. I got
rest
it.
In peace, Jerry Stiller. A Florida woman who insisted to cops that she was allowed to go topless while cleaning out her garage in full view of her neighbors was arrested for indecent exposure, according to a police report. Now I gotta say,
who in the hell would call that in? House, who would call that in? If I saw my neighbor out...
Karen called it in. Responding to a 911 call reference to an exposure of sexual organs.
Oh, they called 911 on it?
They called 911 on titties. Cops spoke with a Vero Beach resident who said that a neighbor who lives across the street pulled down her shirt, quote, and exposed her breasts to the victim and her children, unquote.
Victim. Oh, she's a victim now.
Yes. The minors, the report noted, ranged in age from 11 to 5. At one point, the witness said the topless woman, quote, bent over with her top down and started pounding on her blue plastic recycling bin, making sure that the victim and the kids were looking, unquote.
Mm.
She just wanted to show them off.
I mean, if I had good boobs, I'd want to show them off. I don't, but I did.
No. Upon confronting the subject, identified by police as Stephanie Wright, age 56, quote, her tan tank top was tucked under her breasts, and I could visibly see her breasts, unquote, reported Deputy David Ragley. So she showed him to the cop, too.
Oh, really?
I mean, that usually will get you off.
Two for one.
For a speeding ticket.
Really? That's chauvinistic, Joel. How do you
I'm
know?
I'm saying what I hear. What?
How do you know that you might get you out of a ticket?
Well, I mean, I don't know personally, but I've had people tell me that.
Maybe so next time, why don't you go down into Bonita? Start speeding really fast and try to get caught. Unbutton your top button there and see if it gets you out of a ticket.
I drive a Jeep. I can't go fast. Also, mine are very hairy.
Bro.
Not exactly the aesthetic that the...
I don't want... You have hairy titties?
I got a hairy chest, yeah.
You don't keep that shit trimmed?
I'll shave it.
Don't shave it. You just keep it... You got to keep it trimmed. You got hairy
For
titties?
What? Oh. Nobody's looking at them.
Thank God.
I know better than to show them off. Wright refused Ragley's initial request to cover up, quote, no, I'm in my garage and I don't have to, unquote, she reportedly said. After eventually pulling her top up, Wright explained that she had been, quote, cleaning out her garage, unquote. Asked why she was doing this topless, Wright stated, quote, she was allowed to. I mean,
It's hot, but I don't know. I don't think I'm nervous about this one.
Garages aren't typically air conditioned, so
agreed. You should be able to do what you want in your privacy of your own home, but I think with the garage open and children around, there's going to be issues with that. I don't know what she said. The state, right? Stated she was allowed to. Who allowed her?
Well, as long as she's not behaving in a sexual manner, I think nudity is legal, isn't it? I mean, as long as she's not.
No, one of them up no, because we've had the thing before that we've done the stories before where the guy was out mowing his grass or doing something, working in his front yard with his pants off. Well, that's
rolling up his hose.
He was rolling up his hose. That's against the law because that's exposure of organs, and that's no. But I don't know if boobs fall under the thing of exposure of sexual organs. I don't know if boobs are in. Are
what if she had a baby and it was hungry? It was feeding time.
Well, that's different. Now that yes, you can, you can't, you can't, you can do it in privacy. I mean, you can do it and have it. You can nurse, but you can't just whip out a boob and start nursing. You have to do it discreetly, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you have to be discreet. I mean, most people want to be discreet, but
I don't know. I don't know about this.
But at 56, she's not nursing anybody except.
Oh, she's 56.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then.
Never mind.
After explaining to Wright that she was not permitted to be topless if the neighbors could see her, the deputy said that, quote, she does not have an expectation of privacy with the open view of the street and neighbors, unquote. Wright was then handcuffed and told she was under arrest for exposure of sexual organs.
Oh, so it is then. Yeah, so they got her for boobs. So they're considering female breasts as sexual organs.
Yep. Wright was released from the county jail Friday after posting a $500 bond.
So she had to pay $50 to get out.
Yep. A judge today ordered Wright to have no contact with the victims. Her arraignment is scheduled for June 2nd.
Okay.
June says it depends on the titties. There are definitely some that are not to be seen. Yeah, I'll have to agree with that. That's Allison, isn't it? I recognize that little...
The bunny? That's icon. Allison.
Allison's here, yep.
Julia. Where did Natan go?
I think he might have some connection issues. He's all the way on the other side of the planet, so connecting to Australia might be a little difficult.
That's always fun. Hey, Allison. All right, moving on. The one thing I've learned on this, I got two things. Number one, I've now that you can be arrested for exposures, I've learned that, well, I knew that, but as far that women's breasts are considered sexual organs.
I knew that.
And it only costs you $500. So think about the reward versus risk.
Yeah. I bet she could set up a Kickstarter and
get that taken care of.
Have that covered in a minute.
Agreed. Story number three. Our trace for our Spanish-speaking friends comes to us from the Daytona Beach News Journal. I'm pissed we didn't get to go to Daytona this year.
October, though. It should be nice in October still.
And I was over hurricanes.
Good point.
One Florida man finds another Florida man naked in his pool cage. Do you have a pool cage? I've had a pool cage. Not in this house.
Yeah, we don't have a pool.
But I've never gone out back. I've seen, you know, animals, you know, things that might get in, but I've never seen a naked man in my pool cage.
I was at the in-laws' house, and we had to help a bird out of the pool cage because it flew in when the door was open and kind of got lost.
I got assaulted outside of a pool cage once.
Really?
Yeah. This is a long time ago, but yeah, my golden retriever, Josie Marie, she needed to go outside, but she knew something was outside, so she was barking at like she wanted to go potty. She went out the side of the pool cage and commenced to get chasing an armadillo. Well, the armadillo went forward, and then he made an about face and came back to me.
And you were assaulted by?
I was assaulted by an armadillo. Yeah.
Did your ankles ever recover from that?
I don't remember. I moved pretty quick. I didn't know I could move that fast. So yeah, scared the shit out of me. I mean, not like I ain't been around armadillos, but
you got to watch out.
Armadillos do not carry VD, Allison.
No, they carry leprosy.
Leprosy.
Leprosy. The bacteria or virus or whatever it is that causes leprosy is carried by armadillos.
Things I did not know. All right. Let's get into this.
You're lucky. You could have been a leper.
I could have. Doesn't eating limes help that? Oh, that's scurvy. That's scurvy.
Sorry. Another old fashioned disease that we've pretty much eliminated.
Yeah. Let's see. A Deltona homeowner alerted by his barking dog early on Tuesday. Found a naked man in his pool enclosure. Found a naked man in his pool enclosure, Volusia County deputy said. A Deltona homeowner alerted by his barking dog early on Tuesday. Oh, really? I just said that, and you put it in here twice.
I know. Copy and paste error. Sorry.
You have one job. One job.
I have all the jobs. You have one job.
That's the point. Timothy Gilb, age 38, who appeared to be under the influence of drugs, was taken to a hospital and then to jail. He was charged with indecent exposure and unarmed burglary of an occupied dwelling. I wonder if there's a charge of indecent exposure while burglarizing an occupied dwelling, and if that's different from unexposed of an unarmed burglary of an occupied dwelling. No, I said that wrong.
So, yeah,
a different charge if you're naked and the place is occupied? Is that different than if you're not naked and they're at home and they're not at home? But then if it wasn't home, he wouldn't have got caught.
Otherwise, it's just burglary.
Yeah, just burglary. Or they wouldn't have got caught because he wasn't home. Yeah, true. He was in jail on Thursday.
But if they're under 18 and they're naked and there's cameras, then the homeowner can get cited for child pornography.
Seriously?
Yep.
All right. He went to jail Tuesday on $5,500 bail. Now, let's think about that a second. Exposure of naked boobs in your garage cost you $500.
Uh-huh.
A naked man in your pool cage is going to cost you $5,500.
Yeah.
I guess you got that thing of that unarmed burglary.
Right? Yeah, true.
Okay.
She was in her own house.
Right. The homeowner at Carlo Court called deputies around 2:29 a.m. and reported that a naked man was in his pool enclosure on his back porch. Gilb was holding a pool brush, which the homeowner wrestled from him. He told the homeowner
to clean the pool out for him.
Quote, I can be here.
Sorry, I'm really, really late.
And then he ran away. Running late today. I know.
To get here.
I'm way behind.
I lost my pants. I lost my shirt. But I am going to clean your pool.
And then he ran away. Responding deputies saw a completely naked Gilb walking along the road at 615 Anderson Drive. Yep. Well, he didn't even try to get in the bushes or nothing. Oh, this is bad. Gilb, who was covered in feces, appeared to be under the influence of narcotics. He was taken to Advent Health Orange City, and once it was medically cleared, he was taken to Volusia County Jail, deputy said. So he shit on himself?
It doesn't say it was covered in his feces.
I know. Where'd he get feces from?
Well, you want to hope for the best and hope that he like.
Maybe that was why he was in the pool cage. Maybe that's why he was trying to get the poop off of him in the pool cage with the brush. He was going to wash off the shit in the pool.
Yep. That's why he had the brush.
Right.
He was going to brush it off.
How would you like to have that as a homeowner? And if you didn't know that, and the chemical, and all of a sudden your pool turns, you got a turd floating, you got a baby Ruth floating in the pool.
Maybe
and then to come to find
shit. So the dog was barking because the guy was just walking along naked down the street, and he stepped in the dog shit.
He went to the people's house. He broke in to wash it off.
Yep.
That's it. We should be detectives. We're good at this shit.
We should be.
We're good at this shit. Naked in the pool cage.
Covered in dookie.
All right. Now it's time for the Florida Man. Where'd you go, Joel?
I'm right here. I'm just, I'm empty. So
oh, sorry.
I need to.
Yeah, me too. See, this is the part through this whole.
I come prepared, though.
Allison said, I thought you said camels. Camels? Did you say camels? We will work camels into the next story, though. At least by the end of the night, we will get. Oh, it was a while back. Okay. All right. So here we go, Allison. All right. Here's the deal. I like where you're going with this camel thing. So we're going to do the Florida Man food fight, and then we're going to go to headlines, and then story four is when they do fill in the blank. So I need you to help me out with fill in the blank, all right? So you give me your answers on what the fill in the blank thing should be. And if we can work camel in there, would be great. Because apparently Anaconda ain't never going to show up. Food fight! All right, now it's time for the Florida Man food fight.
And this week, our Florida Man food fight comes to us also from the Daytona Beach News Journal. Florida man steals gator meat, and he's ID'd by his gator's license plate. A Florida man driving a car with a Florida Gator's specialty license plate broke into a seafood store to steal gator tail meat, police said. I didn't realize you could buy gator tail meat at a seafood store.
Oh, I didn't either.
Yeah. James Ellison, age
30. You ever had gator meat?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I haven't had it in a while. Gator tail, gator bites.
It has to be seasoned right.
Yeah, but see, the problem with gator bites, I want it like really cooked right. Like gator bites, all you taste is the deep fried thing. You might as well be shrimp. Right. You know, so I want like a, yeah, we need to get some gator meat.
We do.
If only we knew where to find a gator.
I got a guy.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll talk after the show.
All right.
James Ellison, age 30, of Port Orange, already suspected in other burglaries, was arrested on Tuesday and charged with two counts of armed burglary by Port Orange police. Ellison, who was previously arrested in a boat burglary by Volusia County deputies, was in jail on Wednesday without bail. Port Orange police said they were called by the owners of the Port Orange Seafood Store at 617 Lemon Street on April 30th. So he's in Port Orange on Lemon Street.
Right around the corner from Lime Avenue
and Tangerine Drive. At the business, police learned that someone stole gator tail meat, amberjack meat,
tuna steaks and Alaskan king crab from the store's outside freezer. Oh, well, there's like their problem.
They had it outside.
They had it outside.
I like king crab now. You ever watch a show, the Discovery show?
What
the hell is it called?
Yeah, the one with the crabbers.
Yeah, what the hell is it called?
Deadliest Catch.
Deadliest Catch. That's it.
Yeah, that's a good show.
I love me some king crab.
My brother-in-law is a crabber.
Yes, your brother-in-law has crabs? What'd you
every
say?
Every day he sells them.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he goes out and he catches them out in the Gulf.
You ever had crabs? You ever had crabs?
Have I ever ate crabs? No, or have had you crabs?
Had crabs? STD.
No. It's a little personal question, isn't it?
Oh, it's all fine and dandy, huh? Until the real questions start.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, Privat Seafood.
What?
Privat Seafood. If you want blue crab or stone crab.
Okay.
That's where to go.
All right. Thank you.
I'll charge him for the advertisement.
Well, I thought we were talking about gators.
We were, but they had gator tail meat, amberjack meat, tuna steaks, and king crab. And that they were keeping in coolers or freezers outside.
All right.
Port Orange police were able to quickly identify Ellison based on information gathered by Volusia deputies when they arrested the Port Orange man for a boat burglary in April. Deputies obtained video showing Ellison's hand that had his daughter's names tattooed on it. In the video deputies obtained, a Hyundai car with a gator's front license plate is also seen. Port Orange police saw the same hand tattoo and the specialty license plate in the seafood store's video surveillance, a Port Orange report states. So they're putting two and two together. They got four. Police also got help from Ellison's wife, who confirmed the tattoos and his identity and reported that Ellison had stolen from the seafood store on several other occasions. Port Orange police investigated.
So he got ratted out?
By his own wife.
That's fucked up.
Yep, that's him. Shit. Ellison's wife also reported that her husband had a penchant for fishing equipment, but had also stolen lawn equipment and firearms.
Damn,
the woman told police some of the stolen items were in Ellison's garage, a report shows. She just ratting his ass.
Oh, my
she
God.
Just, she just wanted an easy, easy way to get rid of him, didn't she?
Damn.
She's, you know what it is? She's sick of him being home during the quarantine.
Probably.
That's what it is.
I'm sick of being home in the quarantine.
Is the intern sick of you being home during the quarantine?
I'm going to refrain from answering that since she's behind me and I can't see what's coming at me from the rear.
Usually can't. On Tuesday, the Port Orange police, after discovering that Ellison had pawned off some stolen property at two Holly Hill stores, executed a search warrant at his Fifth Street home, investigators said. In the garage, police found fish, crab, amberjack, and gator tail meat, along with the tuna steaks taken from the Port Orange seafood business, a report details. Knives and fishing reels from another burglary were also located in Ellison's garage, police said.
Well, that didn't work out well. I'm going with poor planning.
At least he made it easy for the police. He kept it all in one place. They didn't have to tear the whole house up looking for it. They found it all right in the garage.
I am loving this right now. I am multitasking like no tomorrow.
I see that you're chatting in the chat room.
I'm chatting in the chat room. I'm paying attention to you. I'm following along the story and I'm watching the recording thing too. I'm getting a headache. I need some. Who's got the Tylenol?
Monitor, don't you?
Yeah. Well, at least your face isn't so washed out now. So at least I guess the sun's going down, huh?
Yeah, the sun's going down.
All righty. Now we're going to get into a fun little thing we started a couple weeks ago called Headlines. Headlines is stories that pretty much just the headline says it all. There's not quite enough content here to do a whole story on or a whole little riff on. So we're going to read you some stories. So here's some, you got some that Joel's already written on here, and I found some others today, too, we're going to talk about. So here we go. These are headlines. Do you put the little thing in there?
There's a sound effect I found.
Oh, you found it? Okay.
Stinger intro, yeah.
If I actually listened to the recording, I'd probably know that.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, here we go. First one. Florida woman allegedly engages in extreme sexual video call with a jailed boyfriend in front of her child.
Yeah, she got arrested for that one.
So what do you think extremely sexual would be?
You think there were
inanimate objects were involved?
No, it was pretty animate, I think. It moved.
Double A's, two-cycle motors.
Probably D-cells.
Okay. This is a follow-up. Judge, 9-volt. Allison, is that are you weighing in on that?
She sounds like she speaks.
It sounds like you speak from experience here. Florida. Oh wait, where is it? What has been follow up?
Follow up.
Judge sanctions.
We covered this story before when it first hit.
Oh, she said and double A's. But you can't. No take back. Sorry, you already said 9 volts.
She said double A's. Bah. That's the little ones.
That's the little ones. I know. I'm gonna get to the story. This headline. Judge sanctions Florida man who Penn State sued for trademark infringement. I remember the story. Yeah.
The guy was selling t-shirts with.
Yeah. Paul L. Parsh of Naples will have to pay the university's legal fees following his handwritten response to the suit. Handwritten. Couldn't even put it on it. Couldn't even find a typewriter.
And they said it was one sentence responses to all the questions that he was actually supposed to be submitting documents for.
Can you still buy typewriters? When's the last time you went through an Office Depot or something and actually found a typewriter?
I'm sure Amazon has them.
Pretty much thinking. All right, next headline. Florida teens ran around Walmart. Florida teens ran around Walmart.
We know how you feel about Walmart.
Coughing on patrons for a prank video. Well, that's not funny at all. He gets our ass kicked. Florida man.
Got arrested.
Yeah. Florida man and friends perform push-ups and squats outside Clearwater Courthouse in protest of closed gyms, proving that you can literally take exercise anywhere. Now, I found a few more.
Okay.
Oh, let me check. I don't. Okay, got it. Make sure we don't have these in upcoming stories. Florida woman charged with setting fire to a home over a missing towel. This happened this week. Florida man and woman were arrested for shooting flare guns at victims that were serving legal papers. Florida man punches officer after refusing to pay a Chili's bill.
I mean,
yeah, that was here. That was Pine Island Road. That was here.
Oh, was it?
NBC2. Yeah. Florida man shoots an AR-15 at dirt bikers who were, quote, tormenting the neighborhood. Deputies say.
I can sympathize.
So that's just some of the headlines from this week, folks. Things that make you go,
Yep. Well, Phil, are you ready to fill in the blank here?
Oh, I got help this week.
You got help?
Yep.
I don't think you're going to need it. I really think you can get this right off the headline.
You think you so? All right. Yep. Hang on. All right. Allison, you ready?
Florida woman charged with setting fire to a home over a missing blank.
We just did it.
Exactly.
Why didn't you tell me we were going to do that story?
Because you already read it.
God damn it. All right. You just read it. I know I did. God dang it. Why didn't you tell me that was in here?
Because then that would mean I would have to look up another one.
You could have told me not to do it. All right. So it's
not anaconda.
Thank you. No shit. So it's not anacondas. It's not camels. I really wanted it to be camels. How cool would it have been? But think about it, though. Think about it. Florida woman charged with setting fire to her home over missing camels.
Camel cigarettes?
Hey, who knows? Just camels.
I mean, if she's got more than one.
You saw a video of a boa constrictor that ate a camel? No.
Sorry, June.
I'm going to need you to back June, that up.
You're going to have to explain this, June.
Oh, hell no. Oh, wait, there she is.
There she is.
I saw a video that showed a vet pulling the item that was caused the house to get set on fire out of a out of either a boa constrictor or an anaconda, like at the vet's office.
So the towel?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I thought it was like
a towel.
A beach towel.
A beach towel. Wow. That the boa constrictor ate mm-hmm. the beach towel? Wow.
Yeah.
That's almost as cool as a camel.
It's a pretty cool video if you don't mind watching it. It's insane.
We gotta go find it. We gotta find that video of they pulling the beach towel out of an anaconda.
Yeah.
I'll try and find the link for you guys.
Oh yeah, send it to me if you find it. That's badass.
Yeah, just send it in the chat.
Cool. Thank you, baby.
Thanks.
That is cool.
All right. That is great. Okay, so a Florida woman set fire. Oh, this is from clickorlando.com. A Florida woman set fire to a converted woodshed.
Oh, a she shed?
Another woman, well, says a woodshed, but it's converted, so it might be a she shed.
Okay.
Converted woodshed that another woman was living in following an argument over a missing towel. So, yeah, wow. It was a she shed because she lived in it.
She lived in it.
Robin Hamilton, age 57, was arrested shortly after Saturday's fire behind a Hawthorne trailer home, the Gainesville Sun reported. So
There's a shed behind a trailer that they converted to a living space and rented out. All right. Full disclosure, when I was in high school, I did live in a trailer park in a trailer. So I'm not disparaging trailer life. But if you live in a shed behind a trailer.
Come on, man. Come on. Are we really going there? Are we really going there?
No, you just need to.
Are we really going there today?
Life. I mean, have you ever watched Trailer Park Boys?
No, I grew up in a trailer. Well, not the whole time, but until I was like 12 or 13.
Yeah, so
not dissing trailers. Have you ever
watched Trailer Park Boys?
No.
All right. Bubbles lives in a shed behind a trailer. That's all I'm going to say.
Bubbles?
For our listeners that know Trailer Park. Bubbles.
Okay.
You know why they call him Bubbles?
If it's a fucking clown, I don't want to know.
No, he's got a bubble machine. He likes watching the bubbles. Bubbles is awesome. Anyway, a woman told Alachua County deputies that she was renting out the shed from Hamilton and living there with her two dogs. The woman said Hamilton had been drunk and threatened to, quote, burn her out because of a missing towel that had sentimental value to Hamilton.
All right, so
about
what kind of towel? So let's think about what towel would have sentimental value.
It's an heirloom.
A heirloom?
Heirloom.
Heirloom. What if it was a special towel?
Is it her wiping up towel?
Hey, it could be a splooge rag.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was a little more classy than you.
But, yeah. Wouldn't that make a great name for like a rock band?
It was the wank towel.
It was the wank towel. Wouldn't it be a great name for a rock band?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Straight from Liverpool.
See? Think about it.
I've thought too much already. About 20 minutes after the fight, the tenant said she smelled something burning and then saw smoke. The woman said she got out of the shed, but her puppy fled under the furniture and died in the fire. This bitch burned down a puppy.
She burned a puppy. Oh, that's puppy murder.
Yep. Hamilton told detective she didn't know how the fire started. A neighbor's surveillance camera showed Hamilton crouching next to the shed several times just before the building caught fire. I wonder what she was doing. She wasn't lighting her camels, that's for sure. Hamilton faces charges of attempted murder, arson, and animal cruelty. She was being held on $80,000
bond. Wow, good.
Jail records didn't list an attorney.
$80,000.
You know what she should have done? She would have got off cheaper if she just flashed her titties at the lady. That would only cost her $500.
$500. That's fucking I do have issues. I do have issues. I have a cat story.
You have a cat story? Your cat? Or
intern's cat? So she's being nice recently, which means
did you drop your guard?
Yeah. So no, I didn't drop my guard yet. I'm on to her game. Okay. So I know where she's going with this. So
yep,
she's buttering me up for something. She's going to, it's coming down pretty soon. So she's got something planned. So
I love how the intern is behind you with the bottle of rum in her hand and then she's drinking out of
the glass. Yeah, classy here. So today I actually had a, she's shedding like crazy. So one of the kids had just bathed the dog and they had the, those brushes that remove, the
extra fur.
So she's laying down. I'm like, and she comes up in the morning, every morning. So I sit down on the couch every morning. She comes up next to me and she starts purring and she snuggles up by me and I rub her. And then when I'm rubbing her, it's like all this fur's coming up. So I brushed her and she loved it.
Really?
Oh, she went like cat orgasm. She was just she hit an extra level of purring and it was like she went crazy. And then she got over it and she bit me. But before I went too long with it, I pushed the envelope too far. The cat, not the intern. I didn't brush her with it. Jesus, June, come on. Get with the program. That is funny though. So yeah, I got the cat. The cat's she's buttered me up for something. She's got something planned. All right, let's move on to story number 5. Flores comes to us from WCJB. I don't know if I know that one. WCJB. Florida woman emptied wine bottle inside the car, told deputy to just put me in handcuffs.
You got me.
You know the bad thing about doing live things? We can't burp like we normally would. We burped a lot in these shows.
You have to kind of do it off.
So I have to do it off the side a little bit. So we can be classy. A Florida woman who was driving with children in her car, was arrested in Marion County Wednesday night after deputies says she poured out a wine bottle inside her car and told a deputy to handcuff her during a traffic stop. And
why would you pour it inside the car?
I don't know.
I mean, poured out outside in Ocala, the car.
An off-duty Ocala police officer, stopped Zantana?
I would say, yeah, because it's just like Santana, but with a Z.
Zantana Shante Cannon, age 27, after seeing her drive erratically, swerving and running a stop sign. During the stop, the officer saw Cannon empty a bottle of wine onto the passenger side of the floorboard and discovered she had three children in the car.
So she was trying to hide it is why she didn't dump it outside.
So she poured it on the kid's side. When a Marion County deputy arrived to conduct sobriety test, Cannon said no.
I tried to keep it, but you know what? He had fava beans for dinner and he wanted a nice Chianti.
Yeah. This one is classic. When a Marion County deputy arrived to conduct a sobriety test, Cannon said, "Nope, I'm drunk. I'm telling you I'm drunk. Just put me in handcuffs. I ain't got time for all this bullshit."
Nice.
"I'm done. You got me." Cannon was charged with DUI and three counts of child neglect. She was booked at the Marion County Jail and is awaiting her first court appearance on Thursday. Damn.
Well, you know, that makes the cop's job that much easier. That was nice of her.
We're going to get on to story number six because I have been waiting for this one for a while. This is a good one.
This is another driver story. Story six comes to us from Fox35Orlando.com. Florida man backs up his Cadillac onto two parked cars in a bank parking lot. Yeah. And he didn't just take him from one end of the parking lot to the other. No, he went out into traffic to do it. Deputies in Citrus County say a Florida man accidentally backed up onto two other cars in a bank parking lot.
Accidentally.
Accidentally.
Oops.
It does not look intentional. I will give you that. The crash occurred Monday. According to the sheriff's office, the adult male driver reversed out of the SunTrust drive-through and over a curb onto County Road 486. Then, they said, he cut the wheel and continued reversing around the curve and through the intersection until he hopped the curb again back into the SunTrust parking lot along Forest Ridge Boulevard. So he went out the parking lot on one street, cut through the intersection backwards.
You got the video of this one?
I've got the video of this one. So he backs up. Oh, I should probably cut the wheel. Missed two cars, missed three cars. Back into the parking lot on the other street. Here's a closer view of it.
Oh, just barely.
You almost want to hear the yakety sax playing during this. But he came to a rest on top of two other cars in the parking lot.
Oh, that's a bad day. It's going to be hard. And that's, you just almost can't explain that to the insurance company.
Pretty much not.
And those two poor cars that's in the parking lot. Yeah. They got a damn Cadillac sitting on top of them. I'm very close to senior citizenship, we got some drive. Where'd this happen? Citrus County. What town?
Citrus County. Yeah. So deputies say they're still investigating what caused the incident. I can tell you what caused the incident. He had it in reverse and he hit the gas.
And he stayed on it.
And there was a picture on Reddit that they took down really quick. But yeah, this dude was old.
Like, was he?
Old.
Grandpa got the keys. Somebody gave Grandpa the keys.
And he had a passenger. So you see the passenger. Here, let me bring the passenger door's open.
No, that's the cop going in there. That's the cop.
No, but he had a passenger too. There were two people in the car at the time. Yeah.
Wow. That's some Blues Brothers shit. That's what Alan said.
Damn right that is.
Holy cow.
Finally, we found somebody who backs up worse than me.
Y'all don't know the whole story. We have been...
Although he didn't hit anybody until the end, so...
Joel is notorious. I mean, notorious for shitty backing up.
I took out a tree.
Yeah, he's hit trees. It's if anything...
One tree.
No,
not
it's
multiple
been
trees,
no.
Just one.
You carried the log around on your damn Jeep for years.
Yeah, it, the it stick actually, or it whatever was only it is. A couple months ago that the log
did it fall off? Off?
Yeah, on I-75.
75?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic.
I put it back on after I put the winch on, too. I took the log off the front.
We were in Tennessee. We were in Tennessee and up in the mountains. And there was this one section. It was really, we were through the woods. And it was this really hairy section. And Joel got pinned between a bunch of trees. And literally, I literally turned the Jeep off and just sat there and just watched it in amazement. Because it was like, yeah, I knew because I might as well save my gas. This is going to take 20 minutes for him to get out of this. He hit every tree at least once before he finally pinballed his way out of it.
I hit one tree.
So now did we get you a backup camera? Or you no, have one now? Yet. Oh, you don't have no, one yet?
It's on the wish list on Amazon. If anybody wants to follow the link in the show notes to on our website to our Amazon wish list, there is a backup camera on that list. that will not go to Phil.
Oh sure, give me the pink sunflower seed spittoon.
Yeah,
I need to dig that thing out.
I don't eat sunflower seeds.
But I can't eat them on air anymore. I got yelled at.
Yes, you did.
Who was that yelled at me? Was it a patron?
Several people.
Oh, several? Has it more than one?
Yeah, but so.
So this we do down in Southern. I don't know what city this is. Where is Citrus County? That's Ocala around the area, isn't it?
Is it Citrus? I think that's like Central Florida. I'm thinking between Tampa and Orlando, but north. I could be totally wrong.
Sorry, guys. The way I looked this up, I didn't know where I was.
Oh, no. South of Ocala, Tampa on the West Coast.
That's it. Okay.
Oh, where Citrus Wildlife Management Area
right.
is. Inverness.
So we have here in South, this is obviously we have a lot of retirees here, a lot of snowbirds that come down in the probably if you ride a motorcycle, probably if you can survive South Florida on a motorcycle, you can ride anywhere. Because it is you're
well as far as dodging other vehicles, yeah. But as far as like the terrain, you've got no challenges whatsoever because everything is fucking flat.
No, this is as far as kids learning to drive,
yeah.
This is the you are defensive driving as soon as you turn the ignition key. Your head's on a swivel, waiting for somebody to run a stop sign, waiting for somebody to run a light. You go out, you might as well have the mentality, I'm going to get hit. So you go out with that mentality and defensive, trying not to have somebody to run over you. And then you got this guy who, in a damn parking lot, he had to be going pretty high rate of
speed.
Sometimes
being defensive has nothing to do with it. I mean, you're in the bank. Your car is parked in the parking lot.
How would you like to come out and like, what the fucking fuck? I mean, there's a damn Cadillac on top of my car. He had to be hitting. He was doing some serious speed.
He was doing probably about 30.
To go up on, to be able to run up on top of a car like that.
Two of them.
Florida, but that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, that's the show for this week, folks. Please subscribe to Florida Men wherever you're hearing us right now. Or Florida Men podcast.com/subscribe.
And please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. We'll read your review on the show, and it really helps us get found by new listeners.
We are at Florida Men Pod on all the social media thingies. Our email is floridamenpodcast@gmail.com, and our voicemail is 567-432-9674. Did we get any updates on Duck Joel and Duckville this week?
We did not get duck updates, but we did get a few emails that I didn't paste in just because there were a bunch of them. But James from Coco let us know. Hey, guys, this is James from Coco. I finally got around to becoming a patron subscriber. You two crack me up while driving my truck making deliveries here in Florida. Thank you, James. We had Nitin, who was on here. He said, how's it going, fellas? Hope you're both safe and in self-isolation. Everything is going good here in Australia. If you haven't already got this news sent to you, here's something I recently found about Florida Man. And this was a quick little story about a guy that jumped into a canal to avoid arrest. And then the cops picked him up on the other side of the canal. That could have gone in the headlines too. But anyway, Koneth sent us a big long email here about the story we did on the quickie last week. In Germany, we call it pizza salami instead of pepperoni pizza.
Hang on now. Let's go into a little bit backstory on this one in case. So we were questioning whether they actually had pepperoni pizza in Germany.
In Germany. Yeah. So they call pepperoni salami in Germany, apparently, because what they call pepperoni is what we would call pepperoncini, the green, the
pepperoncini. The I've never heard of such.
So, you know, you ever order from Papa John's and you get that little pepper in there, that little green pepper?
Yeah, it's called green pepper.
But no, it's a pepperoncini or pepperoncini. Oh. So that's what they call pepperoni. So it's yeah, like sliced pepper rings if you order pepperoni pizza in Germany. So yeah, pepperoni is an American variety of salami made from a cured mixture of pork and beef seasoned with
I didn't
paprika.
Read that story because I knew I'd screw it up too bad.
So he says, fun fact, if you order a pizza pepperoni in Germany, you will most likely get spicy bell peppers, a.k.a. chili pepper, on it with no sausage. In the story, it says that the delivery boy was leaving after collecting the payment. Around here, it's common, even when ordering food online, to pay on delivery. The driver will have a credit card reader with them. And by the way, Joel, you nailed the pronunciation. That earns you a German Shepherd high five. And he sent a picture of a German Shepherd giving a high five.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go try
and
that.
He says, Phil, Donka Shane for trying. You get a purple participation ribbon.
Fantastic.
And he sent a picture of a ribbon, like from a like a kid's field day.
I get a participation trophy. Yeah, I saw it in the notes, and I'm like, hell no, ain't no way in hell I'm reading this one. No.
He said, better luck next time. Love your show, Konath. So, Konath also sent us a separate email giving me some tips on upgrading my Mac OS. So I might have to hack that and try that. If you want to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list, or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen. And links to all three of those are in the show notes.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wally.
And at the Tampa tier, we have Colin, David, Jason, Kat, Michael D., Michael M., One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Patrick, Randy, Roxanne, and Julia.
At the Tallahassee tier, we have our good friend Allison, Konath, Erica, Heather, woohoo, JP, June, Kurt, Matthew from Washington State, Nicole, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Sarah, Taya, Tony, Stephanie, and Natine.
At the Daytona tier, we have Jessica, Katie, Kim, and Mia.
At the Orlando tier, we have my good friends Steve and Danielle. And at the Miami tier, we have Wicked Spades, the Space Coasties, Travis, and our newest Patreon, James from Coco.
Thank you, James.
Coco? Is that right?
Coco, yeah. Like
Coco? Cocoa.
Coco.
Coco. All right.
Yeah, like my favorite hot drink, because I don't drink coffee.
You don't?
No. This week, our Patreon bonus story is about a process server who was dismissed with extreme prejudice. And you can only hear it if you're one of our Patreon subscribers.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted. Do you know how difficult it is to get to that sentence after 4 rum and cokes?
No, because I've never had 4 rum and cokes when we're trying to record.
Just saying. It's tough.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and Sheltered in Place Studios in Bonita Springs, Florida, and mixed in a Cadillac on the second floor of a SunTrust parking lot.
No, it should have been mixed on the second floor of a Honda Accord. Whatever that was. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, kiss my ass.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside, he's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
It's just splatter after splatter after splatter.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020 Shady Side Media, LLC. All rights reserved.